to go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and Robin Perry Braun. Hey, guys. Hey, hey. Danny.
Hey.
Welcome back, Dan the Man. Are you okay?
I am just fine.
Are you?
Thank you very much. After 4 days of traveling this beautiful country of ours.
I know. I saw all the pictures and Cadillac Ranch, and then you were,
I don't know. That's kind of a bucket list.
Is it?
Cadillac Ranch. And I thought, I don't know what to expect.
I love the song Cadillac Ranch.
Who's
that song by Cadillac Ranch? You know the song Cadillac, or is it just
It's Springsteen.
But Springsteen, there
Springsteen.
You go.
Oh, where is Cadillac Ranch, exactly?
Is it Cadillac?
Amarillo.
Amarillo, yeah. Okay.
Wow. So,
yeah, it's cool.
And I saw the pictures with the baby goats. Oh, my gosh, they were so cute. They didn't even look real. They looked like stuffed animals. They were so
funny?
Perfect. They
isn't
were perfect.
Funny?
Where were
they?
They
were, that was, we were staying, I guess it was a Days Inn or something like that, and I'm walking the dog, and I hear, I'm like, what the heck is that coming from? And then I look, and it's like, oh, there's a little trailer.
Wow.
And it's like, so I kind of peek in there, and there's some goats in there. And then I'm like, but they're not saying anything. And I still hear that, and I'm like, what the hell?
You do that really well, Danny,
thank you.
I might add.
They were in the back of the truck, these little baby goats. So I was like, okay, that's kind of cool. So we go to breakfast, which is, one of those continental, the hotels have the continental breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sitting there ready before we, take off on our next leg. And there's this really cute old couple, older couple.
Okay.
But they're, pushing 70. They sell these goats. And these are very rare goats. There's only a few thousand of them left in the world and stuff like that. So they, they're trying to revive the population, so to speak. So we start just talking to them, and it's like, when we got outside, they go, well, you want to hold one? It was like, me and goats. I love little baby goats. So that's where we took pictures.
Animals
of that,
are so wonderful, aren't they? I mean, seriously, they really, really are. Those pictures were darling. What was it like when you held the baby goat? Like, I've never held a little baby goat. Was it like awesome?
It's just
I sound like I'm 12. Like.
Was it like?
You've been around your daughter for a week, right? You've been around college students.
I know.
It's just like a puppy, I guess.
Don't
they like eat everything and get into everything though?
Well, yeah, they eat everything.
Yeah, I mean, my parents, my mom was, grew up a farmer, but I've heard stories where, you got to watch out for, because they have them. People have them as pets, but they could grow up to be violent. If you know how you head, like I headbutt my cat. If you, headbutt baby goats, they grow up to be like rams. So, and then you have to.
Oh, wow.
Apparently they make great pets.
Well, speaking of pets, when you said butt the head, my infamous cat, Dean, the dance machine, who has peed in my purse and other things, he's not peeing at all. None of them are peeing in the house anymore. And I really do believe it's got to do with that feel away pheromone product that I bought. It really works. I'm telling you guys, it really, really does. That, and I just think building the prison and getting them under control and letting them know that you cannot do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I let him out several times a day. And but what made me think of Dean is he headbutts me now, Danny. Like, he wants me to headbutt him when he comes out in the morning and he jumps on the kitchen counter.
Yeah.
And it's so darn cute. And I always think of you when he does it. It's like, that's what Danny's cat does.
Yeah.
But
that's
interesting.
Speaking
stuff.
Of which, the Madison, the cat, met Bubbles, the dog, last night.
Oh, Madison, your cat, met Bubbles.
Bubbles, and it didn't really
go well.
No.
And
then, no, let's
that
just.
Didn't surprise you.
Let's
right?
just. No, gosh, no. Because, Madison has never. She's. How old is Madison? Madison's, 15, 14?
Wow. Yeah.
Never really seen a dog up and personal, up front and personal. And she wasn't batting. She just looked at it and went,
yeah.
Just
hissed. That's normal. That's normal. And you know what, though? My dogs love my cats, and they interact so beautiful together.
Well,
they really, really do.
After a while, especially if they're young enough when they get, used to them.
I just have this beautiful energy at my house right now where all my animals, it's like, I feel like Snow White when I get up.
I have the funny story. So when my 23-year-old was one, we bought a Rottweiler puppy, and we had also had this little gray kitty. So somehow we ended up with a stuffed kitty that looked just like the kitty, mm-hmm. and we ended up with a stuffed Rottweiler that looked just like the Rottweiler. So the Rottweiler would carry the stuffed kitty around in its mouth.
Oh, how cute.
And the kitty would grab that stuffed Rottweiler and just kick the snot out of it. paws. Wow.
That's funny. But in person, they were cordial?
They kind of avoided each other. Yeah. Let's just say the dog may have been a little bigger than the kitty wanted to actually.
Yeah, cordial, forward. Like they were talking like, meow.
Exactly.
My sister's cats absolutely hate my dog. Like the other day, or it was last night, I was in my room and I was folding my clothes on top of my bed and I could see Bonnie, my dog, putting her head under the bed and all of a sudden I hear, like the cat's under my bed about to attack Bonnie's head. And I was like, oh my gosh. Bonnie takes it though. She just sits there. She's like, bring it.
Did you see that Facebook post about, it's called Tracy something? I put it on our One Life Radio. I'm trying to remember what it is right now. My daughter Vincenza put it on her feed this morning and it's about what a great idea. So this woman rounds up in this big trailer that she obviously found funding for, or maybe herself, she paid for it herself. And she rounds up animals that are about to be put to sleep in, I think it's in Texas.
Okay.
And border towns down in South Texas. And she puts it online and like people meet her at this destination to get their dog. They kind of just like do like a lottery thing and you get what you get. And it's beautiful. And so far she has rescued 3,500 dogs that were going to be euthanized that day. And so it's very powerful, very emotional, and just such incredible stories too. Isn't that an awesome idea?
It really is.
I want to get her on the show. I really do. I want to find out what made her think of that and see how we can help in some way, because I think that is such a cool idea. Yeah. I really, really do. And if any of you have ever seen an animal euthanized and thrown into the trash, which I have, in a lot of the municipalities across this whole country, a lot of them don't have the way to cremate them. You know, they just don't. It's expensive. And
they just dump them.
And so they just dump them in the city dumps, throw them off the back of a truck like they were garbage. And it's horrific to watch. And it's life-changing to watch. And anyway, I'd love to hear her story, because it's stories like that, really, seriously, that make me believe that there's still some good in the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought about you actually this morning when I was vacuuming. Robin, because
nobody's ever said that before.
Well, you know, my mind, I knew you were coming on the show, and I thought, what a beautiful message. And I was actually telling someone the message that you put out there a few weeks ago, maybe over a month ago, about if everyone would get on the same boat, for lack of a better word, and start putting positive energy out there, get on the same wavelength, put out positive energy. What was it you said that if 20% of the people would engage in just this beautiful positive energy, that it would spread throughout the world within how many weeks?
Yeah, I don't remember, but the exact numbers, but just the way quantum physics works and the principle of corporate consciousness, if a small percentage of the people could just raise their frequency to a higher place of peace and joy, just that small percentage can actually change the whole world by just being positive, thinking positive, you know, sending out positive energy. So it really doesn't take that much of a shift to make a huge impact.
Yeah, well, you know, we spoke last week. For those of you that don't know, Robin's my shrink. When I'm going through something difficult, I call Robin. And so, you know, it was the first time I'd had a real vacation in over 20 years, and I just didn't know what to do. And I disclosed, I think yesterday, you know, when I came back, I was depressed for those first couple of days. So I had called Robin and talked to her about it, because I was like really, really depressed. I found myself crying a lot and stuff, and I didn't even really understand why. But your body really does need to shut down regularly and rest and truly rest and truly rest your mind. And I guess that's why I was so drawn to flotation, because it's kind of a quick fix for people that
can't
get on a vacation, that really, really need to shut their brain down. But it was so Oh my gosh, it was so mind-blowing for me because I haven't talked to you since. But after going 10 days with having really nothing to do other than, you know, be at home or go, get in my car and drive or visit with my children or, you know, catch up on things, spring cleaning and all that. But the release that I felt,
awesome.
I have this incredible energy that has not left me yet from being in a place where I didn't have to do anything but rest for 10 days. And I have to tell everyone, it is so important. And coming up next, we have Grace Van Berkom. She's going to be talking about yoga and a chance to go to Nicaragua. And this is the kind of stuff that we're talking about that's so important for your psyche and your well-being. So stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Except for my shoes, life's the same. You're shaking like tremolo. Like the same, it's all inside.
Do you want to reverse the early signs of aging? Hi, this is Bernadette. Do what I do. Pixel Perfect is an aesthetic laser treatment that lifts away years from your face. It can help reverse the early signs of aging and helps counteract years of sun damage or acne scarring. It provides noticeable results. Imagine a dramatic new you. To learn more, go to LynnRobertsMD.com. That's L-Y-N-N-E, RobertsMD.com. Or called 469-232-9300. That's 469-232-9300. And tell them that Bernadette sent you.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette, here to tell you about the world's most trusted hemp extract, Charlotte's Web, by the Stanley Brothers. Charlotte's Web hemp oil contains naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. This amazing product is hand-planted and grown using organic farming practices on Colorado family farms. CW has a variety of wellness applications and has achieved global recognition from media coverage of Little Charlotte's amazing success story. All I have to say is thank you, Charlotte's Web, for improving lives with natural Colorado wellness. Visit them at cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, Robin Perry Braun, and I have a special guest on the line. It is Grace Van Berkom. She's a registered holistic nutritionist and a Sivananda. I've never heard of that. Sivananda. Am I saying it right, Grace?
Sivananda.
Sivananda. Okay, Sivananda. Yes. Yoga yoga teacher. I put the Italian accent on it and fixed that. Okay. And you're a certified yoga athletics teacher. You're a yin yoga teacher and a yoga of recoverer, a recovery counselor, and a certified personal trainer. And you're also an ambassador for Sun Warrior. I love what we're talking about today, yoga and a chance to go to Nicaragua. So let me ask you this. When did you start getting into yoga?
Well, I'm fairly new to yoga. I mean, I've been doing it for about 7 years now, actually 6.5 years. And it's a funny story how I got into it. I was always involved in athletics as a child and teenager. And I always thought yoga was so boring. I didn't have time for it. I didn't have time for the breathing exercises. Mm-hmm. I thought Shavasana was a waste of time. And I kind of serendipitously found myself in a yoga teacher training, thinking it would be the easiest thing ever. And it was one of the hardest things I ever had to do. It was a 4-week intensive program from 6 a.m. till 10 at night for 30 days.
It is amazing, isn't it? It is amazing how tough it is, both mentally and physically. I have to share a story with you because yes. I thought the same thing. I kind of had the same experience. Now, I certainly am not anywhere even close to the experience that you are. But my first experience with yoga, like I said, I thought the same thing. Oh, this is just a bunch of fluff, you know. But when my instructor, Patty DiBernardo, said, listen, Bernadette, this is not just about the body. This is about the mind, too. And you may cry while you're doing it. And I said, what? I'm not going to cry. And I was like, this is so silly, you know. And sure enough, when she got done with me after an hour, almost 2 hours of yoga, at the end, when I laid on the mat and she said, release everything, just release everything, I started sobbing like a baby. And and I don't think that people really understand, first of all, how physically difficult it is and how cleansing it is for the mind.
Yes, and cleansing for the body. And, you know, we store so much stress in our cells and our muscles and tissues, and we walk around in the state of contraction all the time. So when we come to yoga, it's an opportunity to expand and lengthen and energize and let go of the stagnant energy, negative energy. And I see it all the time. Many of my students will cry because they've never actually given themselves that space or permission to let go. And they cry tears of joy. It's not being sad. It's just this feeling of release that overwhelms them.
Right. That's how I felt too. It really is. Yeah. It's amazing. And it's about a lifestyle. So how has it impacted your lifestyle?
Well, I used to be very type A, and, you know, we all are conditioned to think that go, go, go. And, you know, to be successful in life, you have to push yourself, and, you know, there's no time for rest. And I think what yoga has taught me the most is it's important to rest. And sometimes less is more in the long run. And there's only so long that you can push your body and push your mind before it will tell you that it needs a break. And I see this now. I'm also a nutritionist, and I see so many people with adrenal burnout and so many people having, you know, nervous breakdowns as they get older because they haven't given themselves this opportunity to rest and relax. And it doesn't have to be a whole yoga class. It could be even for 5 minutes every day doing meditation, or doing, you know, 15 minutes meditation or 15 minutes yoga. And I think the key is consistency. It's not about these long, lengthy classes, but doing a little bit every day so you can recharge.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. I mean, there's so much information out there about your body on meditation and about tuning out the world and tuning into yourself. Even for you, as you said, as few as 5 minutes a day can just be an incredible health booster that changes.
So kind of like a power nap. You know, kind of like that, you know, 10, 15-minute power nap.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, meditation increases your willpower. It helps you to relax, of course, but it also increases activity in your parasympathetic nervous system, which controls your rest and digest functions and your immune system. I mean, tell us some of the benefits that you've personally experienced in your body.
Well, it's just calming the nervous system. Like, we live in a time now where we're overstimulated all the time. People aren't sleeping anymore. People are overstressed. People are relying on stimulants, relying on caffeine to get them through the day. And it's not working. It's just simply not working. And that's why our world is becoming more and more sick. So we need to learn to slow down. We need to get back to simplicity to heal. And part of that is learning to be still. Part of that is embracing meditation. Part of that is learning how to breathe. This is something we should be learning in school. And most people don't know how to breathe and how to get more oxygen into the body. Mm-hmm. So the way that I teach yoga is it's all about the breath, and we learn the foundations of breathing, and we learn how to move our body into shapes with the breath so we can get ultimate relaxation.
Well, so you do these retreats. You do retreats all over the place, and they're amazing. Based on the pictures I saw, I would love to come, but I can't get away. But tell us about this retreat that you're doing in Nicaragua that's coming up here in a few weeks.
Great. Well, I'm really excited. Sunware and I are coming together to do this first time ever Sunware camp. It's centered around yoga, healthy living, fitness, adventure. It's going to be situated at this amazing tropical surf resort called Chincletas Beach Resort. And we're doing yoga twice a day. We're learning how to meditate. We're learning breathing exercises. Then there's the adventure component where we'll be doing volcano hiking. We'll be volunteering at local school, doing community service. We will be doing stand-up paddleboard yoga. We'll be visiting local beaches. There's surf available as well. And then the menu, of course, will be raw, vegan, organic, local, fresh. And Nicaragua is known for many of its amazing, delicious, healing superfoods. So I'll be incorporating a lot of those superfoods into the menu so that people feel really good, really fast in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, traveling can be quite expensive. You know, you go to, by the time you get, you know, like I was going to go to New York while I was on my spring break. Okay. So plane tickets, you know, a hotel room in New York City is about $400 to $800 a night, depending upon where you stay. And it can add up quickly. Then you find yourself shopping. So you buy this that you don't really need, or you buy that you don't really need. When it's all said and done, you know, you end up spending $4,000 or $5,000, and you just bring home more stuff. This is a life-changing opportunity, retreats like this, correct?
Correct. And we have several different prices depending on where people want to stay. We have a dorm room, we have the hotel rooms, and we have various houses situated on the property, anywhere from $1,700 to $1,850 all-inclusive. So that includes all your meals, all your activities, your yoga classes, meditation classes, the health workshops. It's an amazing deal, and the way that I design this is that you feel amazing, inspired, rejuvenated, and transformed after this week. I find a lot of times when people go on vacation, they feel like they need this vacation after their vacation.
Oh, absolutely.
But this is really, this is designed to make you feel amazing, and not only that, you're going to learn so much that you can take with you back home so that you feel really empowered to keep going.
Where in Nicaragua? I've been to Nicaragua numerous times, but it was always in the rainforest doing the jungle thing. And you said a resort, you know, where you have actually beaches. Where were they?
Well, so this is in northern Nicaragua. So Nicaragua is really booming. I've been coming here for about 6 years now, and it's transforming. It's becoming quite touristy, more so in the south now. So this location is in the north. It's more raw, pristine, not that touristy, but there's still a couple surf resorts around here.
Mm-hmm.
And this area is called Playa Aposentillo or Aceradores. So it's north of Chinandega.
Okay. Because where I, it's really interesting, Bernadette, because when I was there.
Maybe we should send you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I did these, you know, jungle retreats, and when you get to the Mosquito Coast there, all the beaches were black. Well, that's that was from the volcanoes.
Yeah, okay. Volcanic sand,
Well, so Grace, I have to ask you, are there a lot of snakes?
You think?
I always worry about the snakes.
Well, this is the tropics.
Okay.
There are snakes around, but I never see them. So You never see them, but this is the jungle there, you know, and the beach. So there will be animals. There will be, horses, cows, pigs. There will be spiders. There are geckos. There are lizards. Sometimes you'll see scorpions, but not at the resort. Like, they're just around. So what I find, I always tell people, is they're more scared of you than you are.
Oh, absolutely.
As long as you don't, you know, you don't bother them, they're fine.
Well, the reason I said that, but he was in the jungle. Danny was like in the jungle when he saw the snake. He went into their house. And so that's why. But okay. So let's talk about if you've never done yoga, what are some ways to get started into yoga if you've never done it before?
Yes. So I, you know, people always ask me about doing videos, and if you've never done it before, I don't recommend that you start with videos. I recommend that you go to a class and have one-on-one attention with a teacher. Mm-hmm. If you're going to a studio starting off, always tell them, you know, I'm a beginner. What's the best class for me? Usually studios will give you a free week to try out different studios, and don't be discouraged, because yoga, just like anything else, is all about the teacher and the style of class. So just like with personal training, you might not gel with all the personal trainers out there. You have to find a class and a teacher that's right for you. Don't go too hard. Like, for your first class, don't do Bikram yoga. It's way too hard. And I hear that all the time, that people have these bad experiences taking a class that's way too hard for their first time. So go slow, understand the foundations, protect your body, and then build from there.
Yeah, it's amazing that just holding certain poses that look so simple, work your body, like work wonders on your body. You never see a girl that's a regular yoga girl that doesn't have an amazing body. You really don't.
Yeah.
It's just so powerful. Well, it was great talking with you, Grace. I wish you luck on your trip. And where can people find information if they're interested in it?
You can go on the Sun Warrior site and type in the Sun Warrior Camp, or go to my site, www.gracevanburkham.com, and all the information's on there. Feel free to send me an email, and I'm happy to answer any questions. And I hope to see you guys in Nicaragua, too.
All right. Well, you never know. You never know. Never say never. And we'll put it out on our social media. Grace, thanks again.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Everyone, stay tuned. We've got Robin Perry Braun coming up. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended. Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and Robin Perry Braun. She is a holistic counselor who has worked specifically with sex and sexual addictions for 15 years. She's also an emotion code energy practitioner who does Skype sessions all over the world and uses a holistic approach to address mental, emotional, and physical problems. And I'm going to give a shout out to Dr. David Young. He will be back. He's our regular with Robin, and we miss him. We do. And he needs a vacay, though. So he's getting a vacation. And love what we're talking about today with Robin. Tips on overcoming post-traumatic stress and building the pleasure centers of the brain. So the pleasure centers, they're responsible for a lot of things, aren't they?
They really are. We, you know, so I think the best way to talk about this is to kind of use a visual. Now, I talk about the frequency of emotions, meaning the vibration. So like love, joy, and peace are your highest frequency emotions. Shame, fear, anger, guilt, those are your low frequency emotions. But if you think about in the brain, we think about like the lower where the cerebellum is, almost down to the neck. We think of that like the basement. And your pleasure and your joy centers are actually located like in the area of your forehead. Call it your prefrontal cortex. And so our brain is all about these neural pathways or highways or trees or whatever kind of picture you want to imagine. But when we get stuck in stress or trauma, it's like we're stuck in a revolving door in this lower part of our brain. And so we're stuck. We can't get out of there. And people may fall into depression. They may stay in dissociation. They may just stay in this kind of state of despair and they can't come out of it.
Why do you think that is? Why do some people are able to transcend and those are not? And then again, you know, a lot of people out there listening, new listeners that maybe have never heard anything about low frequency, high frequency,
right,
quantum physics, the things that we talk about on the show all the time, using your thoughts to change the life, your life and the world, because it is very real. Quantum physics is real. A lot of people don't believe it yet, but they...
It's
one
real.
Day
it's
they
science.
Will.
It is science. Yeah,
it is. But a lot of people, you know, just think it's
just new, so they just haven't heard enough about it yet.
And so let's
So how do they get stuck? Well, so from the time you're born through your whole life, So think about a baby cries, and what does a mom intuitively do? They pick it up and comfort it.
Mm-hmm.
So in that moment, there's a road, a highway being built from that low part of the brain to the pleasure and joy center.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to define joy as, being glad to be with somebody. So joy is relational. Pleasure is coffee, ice cream.
Right. Okay.
Sorry to use sugar, but everybody can relate to the
taste of
some
totally
sugar.
True. Well, let's go back to that child. Okay. Because I think this is one of my pet peeves. And I know my mother was the one that, I had everybody trying to tell me what to do with my baby when I had my first baby. You know, leave her in the crib, let her cry. She's got to get tough, all this stuff.
No.
And my mother was like, you pick that baby up. Right. And, and that was my mother. That's what she told me. And so.
And that's the brain science behind it. Parents our job is to teach that children's brain to go from a place of distress to a place of joy. Every single time there's distress. Now, delayed gratification helps eventually because they learn that they can tolerate that distress for a little bit longer and a little bit longer, but that they're eventually going to get back
but
to a place
of joy. But not when they're only weeks old.
No.
I think of the continuum concept. It's so important to hold
your
child.
Yes, the whole self-soothing thing.
Yes.
I just think it's not consistent with the way our brain is wired.
Yeah.
Okay. But if this happens, and in reality, it's more effective for you to fall down and skin your knee 100 times when you're a kid and be comforted than to never skin your knee at all. So the overprotective, the helicopter parent is not really doing a good service to their child to never let them feel distress in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
It's better for us to feel distress and then be brought back to a place of peace or joy. So imagine that every time this happens, there's a pathway built from this distress part of your brain back to the pleasure or joy center. And that's a highway. And the more of those we have, then as an adult, the greater capacity we're going to have to become unstuck when we get
interesting,
stuck.
Interesting. Really interesting. So what else what are other ways that we can build strength in our brain?
Well, one of the things in America is that, and you shared this earlier about when you're so busy, you're so busy, you're so busy, you're so busy. Most of the time, a lot of that brain energy is spent problem solving, putting out fires. Mm-hmm. It's stress energy. It's pleasure energy.
Right.
And so there's not a balance in our life. I was talking to someone about someone else yesterday, and we were talking about, I actually posted this article on my Facebook page about how emotional abuse over a period of time can cause PTSD.
Mm.
So
mm-hmm.
it's just this, walking on eggshells, living in a state where you're constantly in fear, you're constantly walking on eggshells. That just a different type of PTSD than a soldier going off to war.
Right.
But the same type of thing. So you're never.
But nonetheless, not real.
Right. But so you're never getting this opportunity to build those pathways to pleasure and joy. And just like we talked about with Grace, this more simple lifestyle where we balance enjoyment, we balance relaxation and peace. Those are building those neural pathways between distress and pleasure or joy. So one of the best ways, let's say we didn't have a great childhood.
Okay.
And we've had a lot of traumas in our life that we have not dealt with, because those are, what mm-hmm. I do is release this negative energy that's trapped inside of you. But one of the ways we can kind of help combat that, and even if we're suffering from post-traumatic stress, is to use our imagination. So when we're not in a place of distress, we want to start building those highways by simply using our imagination. And they did a study hooking kind of a brain scans up, and they found that if you're fully engaged in your imagination, the exact same neurons fire in your brain as if you're experiencing that live.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Does that include like being creative too, like writing?
Absolutely.
Or
yeah.
Singing, dancing.
Yeah. So when you imagine yourself dancing, the same brain neurons fire as if you were actually dancing.
Hmm. That's really cool.
Yeah.
And like super cool.
And they've done a lot of studies where you can actually learn how to do things on the couch by engaging your imagination than having to physically doing them. You're not getting the physical exercise, but now there's even a study where they think if you imagine exercising fully engaged in your brain, your body gets the benefit.
Hmm. Well, you know, this is really interesting stuff, and this is powerful. So these are tools that you can put in your toolbox if you've been through a lot of trauma in your life.
Right.
You can recover from it.
That's right. And one of the things, so you have your joy center, which is where you try to make time to try to be with people. Okay, and just enjoy the time of spending time together or imagining spending time together. A lot of people who are really suffering from PTSD are not real pleasant to be around.
Yeah.
So they kind of don't have any friends.
Mm-hmm.
So then we want to go to the pleasure center as the backup. And so things you could do is, like I love to be touched. So if I were to just sit and imagine getting a massage,
mm-hmm.
that would create a great deal of feeling or sense of pleasure
mm-hmm.
or getting a pedicure. You know,
I love getting a pedicure.
Yeah.
Ooh, me too.
So just thinking about getting a pedicure is going to help build that pathway from a place of distress back to a place of joy. And by using my five senses, what does it feel like? I don't know that I want to engage in the smell because it mm-hmm. smells like nail polish, which
yeah.
isn't too pleasant. But
yeah.
let's imagine that they gave me a strawberry, you know, daiquiri or some smell in the strawberries mm-hmm. instead, right? How does it feel? What's the visual? You know, so you want to engage as many of your five senses when you're using your imagination.
Human touch is so important. Human it really is. You're making me think of the funny story. I don't know. I'll maybe tell it after the break. Mr. Gianni, God bless his soul, this gentleman that I used to take care of. for a short time. And then I was his nurse in the evenings. And so one night I'm going into the story here. Or you know what? I'm going to save it till after the break.
Okay.
Because it's a goodie. It's
a good one.
It's a good one. Everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Are you tired of ho-hum parties? Do people yawn in your backyard? Need to draw attention to your business or set the mood at your restaurant? Lights aren't just for Christmas. They make all your outdoor spaces and celebrations sparkle. Our customers have found the perfect lights to add twinkle to their special occasions for over 10 years. See everything you'll need to light up your life at Christmas Light Source. You can find us at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Don't be afraid of your freedom.
Danny likes, he puts on songs that he knows I like that I want to sing to. And then he cuts me off.
I didn't.
Cut you off.
I never did that.
Oh my gosh. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and Robin Perry Braun. And we are talking about tips to overcome post-traumatic stress and building new pleasure centers in the brain. And so we were talking about human touch and how important it is for proper, human development,
right.
and just that connection that you need in order to have normal, beautiful pathways from the
right.
front, the back of the brain to the front of the brain,
and
right?
And this is really true with 100% of the population. But because with post-traumatic stress, you're dealing with so much negative energy and negative thoughts that are trapped and stored.
Right.
And so this is like something that everybody can do, everybody should do. But, you know, when you have PTSD, it's like there's certain things you can do to heal yourself in a sense. And mm-hmm. this is just one of the tools that anybody with any form of post-traumatic stress can
Robin,
do.
Is it like an alcoholic, you know, once an alcoholic, you know, you're always an alcoholic, or once an addict, you're always an addict?
That's a good question.
If something happened traumatic in your early childhood, or even, you know, maybe in your teen years, is it always there?
You know, Danny, here's what I'm going to say, is that the techniques I use, and there's a couple of techniques out there that do get rid of trauma permanently, but not every type of counseling or therapy can permanently get rid of it. So it's harder to get rid of, but mm-hmm. it is possible.
Well, and I think you get conditioned to it. You know, I'm reading this book, Hardwiring Happiness, by a PhD, Rick Hansen, and it talks about life isn't easy and having a brain wired to take in the bad and ignore the good makes us worried, irritated, and stressed instead of confident, secure, and happy.
Right.
And this is exactly what we're talking about. And it's so important to try to at least understand what's going on in your brain so you can fight it and you can overcome it
right.
and have a happy life.
Well, and that's the science part of this, is that this is really about something that if we were raised in a really nurturing, loving, good childhood, not absent of any stress or distress, but ability to talk about our feelings, process our feelings, loving, nurturing, then these things are built into our brain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's an intuitive need to pick up and hold a child. Well, there's something positive that's happening in the child by the fact that I get a greater oxytocin release when I touch my baby, so I want to touch her more. Well, that's building her brain and her neural pathways and her nerve endings and everything in her body, or his. By, I have four girls, so I always
yeah,
say her.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. I just love even touching anybody's baby's
right,
feet.
Right.
You know, or their little hands or their nose
their
or rubbing their head and watching them smile.
Right. And so something, it's this mutually gratifying thing that we're wired to do that. So everything in our DNA is wired to develop as a healthy human being who has the capacity to stay at to return to a place of peace or joy, which is the way our brain is wired. It mm-hmm. was designed to stay at a place of peace and joy. So high levels of stress or trauma or distress or just hard things to go through, you know, we want to build that extra thing in there to be able to come back from that.
But you have to work at it.
There's some work. And
you have to work at it.
And these are techniques that we can do intentionally to build those pathways.
You can build new neural structures.
Yes. We never run out of building them. There's a story about, and I want to say it was in, was either in Vietnam or World War II, but he was a prisoner of war. It was actually somebody famous. And so I wish I remembered that detail. But the way he survived in captivity was every day he played 18 holes of golf on his familiar golf course.
In his head.
In his head. He teed off. He knew exactly what each hole, what the lie was, what club to use. And he went through playing each hole, which brought him great pleasure. And that was how he stayed from not being in this place of despair.
Well, it makes me think of Viktor Frankl, the book Man's Search for Meaning.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I mean,
yes.
He was in a concentration camp for how many years? He's lucky he survived. So many, as we know, so many hundreds of thousands of people, millions of Jews were killed. And
right.
He was one of the lucky ones that was not. And I do believe that part of it was because the attitude that
yes.
he took.
Yeah,
there was an energy about him that they want, that they found somewhat, even in those most dire circumstances, there was a reason that he stayed alive.
Right.
There
Absolutely.
Really, really was.
You know, Robert, I got a question, though, when it comes to meds.
Okay.
When you're helping out, you know, if you have a client come in to your, to lie down on your couch, let's just say.
Right.
And let's say they are on antidepressants, and you're helping this or these individuals or a couple, and do you have to do it all over again when they get off the meds? Does it kind of mask what you're, the point you're trying to get across? And then all of a sudden they get off the meds, and then it's like, okay, we got to go from point A again.
No. So again, I'm a holistic counselor. So the meds are trying to do something that your body, once it heals itself, will do on its own. Now, some people have a chemical imbalance, and for some people it takes longer. And of course, I suggest healthy alternatives to meds, but I never tell anyone to get off their meds. And if that's what they're going to choose to do, that's fine. But mainly meds help people balance serotonin, dopamine, and other neurotransmitters. So this process I'm talking about of coming from despair back to peace and joy is getting your brain to do the very thing that the meds are
so
trying
powerful.
To get you to do.
Mm-hmm. So, so powerful. And so I'm looking at the story, The Power of Imagination, in the Well-Being Journal of Joe Pinella. Do you know who I'm talking about? He experienced firsthand how mental fortitude, focus, and determination can heal a body. Pinella was in a car accident in June 1991 at the age of 42. The hitch of his trailer came undone from the car as he drove along a highway. The trailer smashed into his car and then pushed the vehicle into a ravine. Pinella remembers the sound of the splintering glass and crushing bones of his body was thrown into the windshield. And make a long story short, the doctors told him he would never walk again. However, due to an insight he had during the surgery, he secretly did not believe the doctors or accept the diagnosis. And this is a story about a highly improbable but welcome unfolding and the power of determination. He did walk again. And it's amazing. You hear stories like that and they just reiterate how powerful the human mind really is.
Right. Absolutely. And we really were designed to heal ourselves. And really my paradigm of what I do and the type of practitioners like myself is on the basis that we were made perfect, whole, and complete, and there's just things in the way. If you cut yourself, your skin's going to heal. Our bodies were designed to heal themselves.
Yes. Yeah.
But something gets in the way and blocks that. So we find the blockages and remove the blockages.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we need to add things in because something's missing, like nutrition or frequencies or that type of thing.
And that goes for detoxing your body, too.
Absolutely.
Physically. I was reading this morning, about the liver and the kidney. They're there for a reason.
Yes. How many organs in our body are set to detox? Detox, and we completely ignore toxins
right.
as a
well.
Factor
and you know, one of
health.
The best ways to naturally detox is to take magnesium every single day. The best way to get it is through the derma, but it increases your circulatory system. It activates your lymphatic system. All these things that are naturally in the foods
right.
that are put on the earth for us, they all go
and
together.
The absolute best way to detox is to just drink enough filtered water
right.
every day.
Drink a lot of water. And
do
just,
you know how...
And go out into nature and get
and
some
ground
sun
and
touch grounding.
The earth.
Touch
Those
the
are all
earth.
Part of functioning healthily.
Okay.
Do you know what small percentage of people actually drink enough water every day? I don't know the actual number.
It's not very...
But it's crazy.
It is crazy. And we're made like of what, 80% water, 75%
yes.
water?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got like a minute or two. I do want to tell... I don't want people to leave them hanging.
Oh, yeah,
I'll tell
the story.
I'll tell the story. It's real quick. It's just kind of funny. It'll make you laugh. So God bless his soul, Mr. Gianni, this guy that I took care of in upstate New York when I was a young woman. It was one of my three jobs I had. It was in the middle of the night, and I would make sure that he and his wife were okay, and I tried to clean when I could and stay quiet, you know, so they could sleep. But I was there basically to make sure that if they needed anything or they had to get out of bed, I was there to help them. And so Mr. Gianni decided one night that he said, "I a pay, you a touch." And I'm like, "What?" Look at Lexi's face. But my point, you know, he needed some human touch, okay?
Oh.
And here he is on two canes, you know, coming after me. And I had to jump over the kitchen table to get away from this man. And that was my last night because he scared the bejesus out of me. I was only like 18 years old. But a funny story. But, you know.
Funny.
It is funny. And stories like that are funny. But the end of the day, you know, we all need love. We all need human touch. And you can heal yourself.
And I think as you said earlier, one of the problems in America is a lot of people develop the belief that we're not supposed to enjoy life and we're just supposed to work and life should be hard and stressful and we feel guilty if we do things that are pleasurable. So we end up with all this addiction, all this other stuff because we don't just take care of our wellness. And part of that is, you know, anticipate if you know, one of the things about me taking a vacation every 10 to 12 weeks is I book it 10 to 12 weeks out.
You're smart. You're so smart.
And so when I have a hard day, I'm thinking about my time
right.
at the beach where I'm going to get to refresh when I'm tired, when I just saw too many clients that day.
I learned a good lesson over spring break. I really, really did. You have got to disconnect. And I say you could put in the travel time there, however you have to do it to make it work, but you've got to give.
It doesn't have to cost a lot of money.
It doesn't. I didn't spend it. I didn't. I went to Norman, Oklahoma for for 3.5 days and just sat around and, you know, I cleaned my daughter's apartment, helped her, you know, with the cats and, you know, we cooked and whatever, but, you know, I didn't spend a lot of money.
Pleasure and joy.
That's and pleasure and joy with my baby. So, you know what, everyone, thank you so much for listening. Thank you to our sponsors, Squatty Potty, Sun Warrior, the ISSN, Charlotte's Web, and I guess that's it. I don't know. Am I
Crazy Water?
Crazy Water. Yes, okay. Crazy Water. Drink your water so you don't go crazy. All right, everyone. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.